one meeting that we are not heard about was a meeting at St. John's Retreat in Harare South. There were allegations of intimidation, violence, and busing. In fact, one person was actually stabbed. That meeting does not meet the objective standard set in Article 6.
There are also other parts, other places in the country that need to have meetings reconvened. Can you give us a rundown of which places these are?
These meetings were mostly in Makoni South in Manicaland, where COPAC teams were sometimes chased away from venues. Just like we did in Harare, we have to redo those places to make sure that the views of those people are recorded. The same applies to centers in Nyanga North, Gotekote, and Bumira. The people there gathered on more than three occasions, and their views were not enlisted.
You also tell me that COPAC was also looking for money to reconvene these meetings. Can you tell us more on that?
We need resources to reconvene those meetings. The second, of course, is that the government has to provide security, as it has done very commendably in Harare.
How are you going to reconcile these meetings that need to be reconvened when COPAC is going into the second stage of the constitutional rewrite exercise?
It will not affect the program. We are talking about one day here. In fact, the thematic subcommittees can actually be convened while those consultations are taking place, and the views are simply then fed back into the thematic committees. There is nothing that prevents that.